Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I please have your zip code?
4105.
41005. Thank you. Give me one moment. First and last name?
Young.
And first name?
Deborah.
Thank you. Okay, I see your order was trying to go through for $7.95, but the charge shows declined. So how can I assist you, ma'am?
Okay, so I ordered once I entered and I can't remember what it was that I ordered the first time.
It shows that you paid $7.
An iPad iPad. I ordered twice. First, I ordered one, and it went through, but they had the Eat Well something or other on there, and I didn't order that.
Okay, well, I'm only seeing the decline charge for $7.95. I'm not seeing any charge.
The next one, and it was declined by my credit card because it said fraud.
Okay. All orders could take from 20 minutes, ma'am.
And it did the same thing.
Okay, so all orders could take from 20 minutes to 2 hours for them to show in our database. So the only thing that I could recommend is for you to give us a call back from 20 minutes to 2 hours.
Okay, well, I mean, I ordered something there before, but they, at the end of it, they go, I'll complete your order, and then they give me something I didn't, you know, want. Now, is this through the UPS service?
Man, we have more than 200 companies and more than 200 lines, so
well,
I can't provide you with no information until an order has went through.
Yes, it says UPS order. I ordered before, and it went through. But this time, when I ordered, the first one went through for the iPad. It was like $6.95, $7.95 shipping, whatever. And then I ordered some kind of cream. And then it said, your order isn't finished. Or on the iPad, it said, your order isn't finished. And they put me down for this book, free meal planner thing. And then when I went to put it in the second time, for the second order, my credit card declined it. And it has never declined anything. And it said decline. And so I tried to put it again and said declined fraud. So I got out a different credit card, tried to use it, and it said fraud.
Okay.
So
all orders could take from 20 minutes to 2 hours for them to show in our system. I am only showing the decline payment. So the only thing that I could recommend is for you to give us a call back from 20 minutes to 2 hours.
Well, why would my credit card companies, two of them, different ones, say
I
that?
I can't provide you with no information until an order has been pulled up. And the reason why it might state that your bank, because they don't recognize that charge.
No, I order.
If your bank doesn't, yes, but if your bank doesn't recognize the charge.
No, you're over talking me. No, that isn't right. I've never had a decline, and I've ordered from you before, but they also put a charge on that time. This time, I went, you know, I put my numbers in, but they added on this.
If you go, they will decline the charge, ma'am.
But it said on the one that it did take the money for, on the first one, if you look, you've got my name, and I ordered the first time, and it was for an iMac.
I am looking for an order for you, and I'm advising you, I'm only seeing a decline payment. All orders take from 20 minutes.
The first one went through, and it was for an iPad Pro. But at the end of it, they put on, oh, you're not finished your order. And it said you had the opportunity to buy this. Well, it didn't say where I could say yes, no, whatever. So I hit complete because it said I, you know, I had to get it in order to get the iPad Max. So I put it in and it took it. But then the next time when I went to use it to order, it was a real expensive face cream. And it's when I put it in, and then they were trying to give me something else that I didn't want. But it doesn't give you the option to say no. But I went ahead and put my number in, and it said decline. So I was like, that's weird. So I got a different credit card out. And they're not related. They're two different companies, two different banks. And as soon as I put it in, they came back with fraud. And I mean, both of them, I've never had either one of them do that to me. So apparently you're being flagged as you know, not right. Although I ordered some AirPods, I was starting to wonder, and I got them out today. And they sent me something that I didn't order, but I guess that's what I paid extra for. But I mean, you just can't add on charges and add on things that nobody wants. But I mean, I didn't say anything. I just went ahead and was going to pay it, but apparently other people have done it, and now they're putting fraud things up. I just, you know, so I saw the number and I called you. So I should be getting an iMac Pro, whatever. But I did not want that book thing or whatever. Some kind of diet food plus whatever it is. I didn't want that. That was like $12.95. I didn't want that. I was paying shipping and handling for the iPro Max. And then it said, oh, you need to complete your order with this. Didn't give me an option, yes, no, whatever. Hello?